With the school spending limit in place, districts wouldn't have access to about $1.3 billion in funding that the legislature allocated for them last year. The Senate passed its resolution to lift the cap just a day after the House did the same. Democratic Senator Christine Marsh was one of 23 yes votes.
Honestly, I am very grateful that we are acting today to relieve the stress and anxiety that parents, students, teachers, and communities have been facing.
Without the funding allocated for them, some districts were looking at massive layoffs and school closures. Senator Anthony Kern was one of seven Republicans who voted no on the resolution, calling for more accountability from schools before giving them more state dollars.
We continue to throw millions and millions, if not billions of dollars in public education, yet the test scores and the reading scores and all that, they remain the lowest in the nation.
Other Republicans voted yes, but also promoted proposals to increase transparency on how districts spend their funds. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.